Depending on whom you talk to and how long they've been involved, this informal coalition has been active locally for 5 to 10 years. And while they may not see eye to eye on everything, they share an appreciation for the power of shared purpose, explains Jack Buckhorn, Executive Director of the North Bay Labor Council.
It really came about because of the need for activists to work together to try and achieve common goals. I mean, we found the labor was advocating for labor issues and the enviros were doing their thing and the Dems were working hard to get their candidates elected. And we just realized that 75-80% of the issues we were on the same side on. And we thought we'd be more effective if we could get together and use our resources more effectively on issues that we agreed upon. So we thought we would sit down and identify those issues and then agree to work together to try and achieve good policy.
One early success, points out Carrie Fugit, Executive Director of Sonoma County Conservation Action, was a pending agreement on the future residential development of Rohnert Park's large Sonoma Mountain Village project.
The development hasn't happened because of the recession 2008. It kind of lost momentum, but they had created a community benefits agreement providing living wages, hiring locally, having minimal environmental impact, basically ensuring community benefit and environmental benefit when new developments are coming in.
The Alliance is now pressing for a similar agreement for the future build-out around Santa Rosa's Railroad Square. These are examples, Fugit adds, of how social issues and environmental concerns are interlocked.
Inequality and resource extraction in our community affects our environment and also affects the health of low-income communities and working-class peoples, usually disproportionately. So having environmental groups partner up with labor groups, it really is all for a similar cause in terms of healthy community, and when inequality is minimized, the resource abuse tends to minimize as well.
Blaise Rose, chairman of the Sonoma County Democratic Party, points to another instance where the collective efforts of the Alliance have seen local gains on an issue that is still playing out.
2 years ago, there was a collective decision that we should pursue a living wage for Sonoma County workers. So that became high on the agenda for everybody, and we would send representatives to every single meeting. We made sure somebody from Democratic Party was there, made sure somebody from Labor was there, and somebody from Conservation Action.
But Rose acknowledges that it is sometimes easier for the three constituencies to agree on issues than candidates, as was the case in some local races in 2014.
We didn't agree on candidates or center of the city council pretty much at all. And there was some disagreement about supervisorial candidates, but apparently that often happens. We actually had more agreement this last election than previous elections.
But when all three groups are aligned and united, says the Labor Council's Buckhorn, they represent a lot of local voters.
We have over 65,000 union households in our North Bay Labor Council, represented by all of our affiliates. There's a bunch of Democrats here in Sonoma County. I don't know the exact number, but it's substantial. And we know there's a lot of environmentalists. There will be a lot of overlap, but I think it's easily 100,000.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.